We're on Daf Lamed Pesem and Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Gemara from starting from the third line of the Gemara. We had learned Rashi already. We'll just go over quickly Rashi sheet, and then we'll see Tosfos is Chelek on Rashi. Tane v'kulam shamim lehem ka'oris. It says we hear that the yerdim l'seich nichsei shavui hishamim lehem ka'oris. They get paid like an oris. So the Gemara asks, ahai, in which case is it speaking about? We had shvuyim, retushim, and retushim. So the Gemara says, ilay ma'ashvuyim, if this is going on shvuyim, but shvuyim shomulam ka'oris, hashte zoriz v'nisker have, he can take and eat the peiris. Shomashim ma'ashmashim boy, he can be neutral the peiris. May the ashbach mi boy, savadi givis, so he's such a yoyred bershus, that he has a right to eat the peiris, kozman, the bailam doesn't come back, so may the ashbach mi boy, avadi givis, he gets a chelik in the shvach, a percentage like an oris. So I don't need a baraita to tell me this. Ela aretushim, speaking about retushim, retushim means they left on their own accord. So, there it says that we kick him out of the field. So Yizicha doesn't get like an oris. Ela an retushim. Retushim is speaking about he was nishba, but loisham ha-shemes. There's no kail. He disappeared. I don't know what happened with him. So the Gemara says, lema. Ilaim ala rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, ira machlekes the rabbonon b'shimon Gamliel, ha'omri meitzin ha'isim yodai. The rabbonon hold that netush is meitzin ha'isim yodai, so therefore, it's not, so tzicha not shaman ha'isim ka'oris, if it's meitzin ha'isim yodai. Ira ben shimon ben Gamliel, ha'omar shamati shanetushim kishvuyim. That they're mamish like shvuyim. So if they're like shvuyim, so it's zoriz v'niskar, so it's zoriz v'niskar, so may da ashbach mi boy. So what case is this speaking about that shomim lem koris? So the Gemara says, no, it is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Kishvuyim v'loy shvuyim. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that shamati, that netushim are kishvuyim, with a chof hadimyon. But they're not mamish like shvuyim. Kishvuyim, they metzin oisan miyodai. They're like shvuyim, they metzin oisan miyodai. V'loi shvuyim, v'ilu hosam zoriz v'niska, v'ilu hochesh amin alei ka'oris. So let us again see Rashi. Zot Rashi, v'kulam avosh l'kamei, ahai koi, klola lasu yemai v'kulam, in which case is this going on? And then we have v'kulam, shomelen ka'ores, im yavoyu abaylim, yitul eilu b'shvach karkois, upeires kiminik arisei hamokim. If the baylim will come, they take like an ores, im yavoyu abaylim. So the Gemara says, so who is it speaking about? If it's speaking about shvuyim, hashtezores v'niska havi v'yitel hakol, he takes everything. So shvach mi boy, the ashbach mi boy, that he has a chelik in the shvach. So the Gemara says, no, the ilu hosam zores v'niska. So Gemara says, it's speaking about the tushim according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Dilo hosam zoriz v'niska, the kivin sheshamu boy shemeis. By shvuyim, since they had heard that the shavui died, kinochas lo adaiti de kula peirinochis. So he heard that he died, good, it's not, mevuro that he died. It's not to weigh them. It's an eidecha. There's a keil abo. But there is mokim to assume that he take died. Siki nochas lo adaiti de kulo peiri nochas. So this korev, we mentioned the Nachlas Moshe last week, when this Korev goes into the field, Bezdin approached him, he should go into the field. So he says, fine, I'll go into the field. And most probably he's dead, so I'll invest in the field and I'll be Chayrish and Zereya. But I want to inform you that Kol's man, he doesn't come back. I want to get the Peres. I'm going into the field that Daita is taki dead. Good, it's not Mavur that he said, but I'm investing and working ordentlich under the assumption that he's dead, and I want to get the payers for this. So by Shvuyim ki nochas lo adaiti the kulu peri nochas, that when he goes into the field, he can get all the payers. Avul hoche the loishamu shemes by netushim. Lav adaiti de kulin nochis. He doesn't go into the field, so he's not dead. Yoyirish. But he's not, no one ever said that he's dead. So he never enters the field, adaiti de kulin, hochad lo shomu shemes, lav adaiti de kulin nochis, a little chorus, b'chol shone. He's going to take like an oris, v'shar peiris yehimu nochim. So, according to what we're up to now, according to Rashi, it would seem as follows. That by Nichse Shvuyim, since it's Adaiti de Peri Noches, he heard that he's dead, so he's entering the field under the condition, under the assumption that Mistami is dead, so he wants all, and he's going in with an Erenskite, with a seriousness that he's going to be Mashbich, the field, and so there, if he's adaited the Peri Nochis, he's under the assumption he's going to get everything, Mustama Yarshin did already. So we give him all the Peris, till the Bailam come back. The Bailam come back, so we see that he's taken not that. He says, he's not a Yarsh, but till the Bailam come back, he gets everything. by Netushim, no one ever said that the Bailam's dead. When he entered the field, we only know that the Bailam is missing. So when we moire the korev, we can't, the korev can't go in. Well, I'm going to invest in the field that's going to be mine. How's it going to be yours? I mean, it's is going to be yours. It belongs to the shavui. He's not here now. Someone has to work on the field. So by netushim shitas Rashi is he gets like an oris, and that's what it says. The kulu shomel and ka oris that he has to tell me a chiddush. He gets like an oris. That so that's by netushim. He's yered bershus, but he doesn't enter the field with great expectations that he's going to get all the payers are going to be his. I mean, make it easy. No one ever said that he's dead. So maybe you can't assume that he's dead. You can't have such expectations to that the Peiris should belong to you. So there you're going. Adaita darisis, and Rashi says clearly over here, the lava adaita de kulinochis, elalito kaoris bachol shone, bishar peiris yehemonochim. So we have here an often Rashi, that Rashi says by netushim, he comes in, and others takes a third. So he comes in, he's there for 5 years. Each year he takes a third of the payers. Two-thirds he doesn't shepherd with. He puts away, let Bezin watch it, he puts in the warehouse. This is not his. Ashar Yehim Munachim. Because he's only entering the field with Teiris Oris. And that's by Netushim, or by Shvuyim, that he heard he was dead. So then, Kozman, the Bailam, do not come back. We can assume that the Bailam is dead, and he gets all the payers. That's the Baal Shitas Rashi. Frag the Gemara. Umayishna mahodis nan, hamoitzi yoitzois al nichsei ishtoi, hoitzi harbei vi ochal kime, kimo vo ochal harbei, Masha hoitzi hoitzi o masha ochal ochal. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha. The din is a person has a right to eat the peiris of the nichsei meluk of his wife. Fine. He comes, he gets married, she has a field, he goes and invests a gewalt. Hoitzi harbe. V'ochal kime, and he only had a chance, he ate a little bit, and then he dies, he gives her a get, let's say he gives her a get, finished. He invested $100,000 in the field, he ate $5 worth of peiris, he worked so hard. State in Daloche, a guten tag. Masha hoitzi hoitzi, masha ochal ochal, you can't ask for your services. And the reason you can't ask for your services, I got news for you, because you didn't do this for her. When you invested in the field of husband, you thought the payers are yours. You did everything for yourself. You were hoping the marriage would last at May of Esrim, so you invested. You didn't do anything for her. Now Lamaisa, the marriage became sour, and you gave her a get. Fine. So it comes out you invested in the field. You didn't get any profit from your investment. Hoitzi harbe v'ochel kime. But you don't get like an oris. You don't get like an oris. Because you didn't do it for her. You did it for yourself. You invested for yourself. And now it came out you gave her a get. This stuff out. So what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? So let's start thinking. What's the Gemara's kasha? By netushim, what you said, he gets like an oris. So the kasha doesn't begin. Netushim, Rashi just said pshat. Netushim, he didn't enter to take the peiros for himself. He didn't hear bechlal that Yenna died. He takes like an oris. So you're asking Akasha why Netushim takes like an oris and why Hamoitzi Yitzos al Nichsei Ishtoi he does not take like an oris. The Teretz is Poshit. Hamoitzi Yitzos al Nichsei Ishtoi he invested it for himself, not for her. He didn't want to be Mashbiach her field. He invested that he should get profits. So there he doesn't get like an oris. Mashain came by Netushim. He went als an oris. That's the only, he's not eating all the peiros. Rashi says, Ashayim Menachim. So it's no comparison, Netushim, to a Moitzi Yitzoyis on the Seishta. So therefore the Nachlas Moitzi says, and we'll see in Rashi it's clear like that, that the Gemara is going back on we said, that what we said before by Shvuyim. The Gemara said by Nichse Shvuyim Yizich get like a Horis Hashte Zoris Veniska is the Ashbach my the Ashbach mi boy. The Gemara had understood for a Dover Poshet that by Nichse Shvuyim Yizich gets like an Horis when the Bailam comes back. So the Gemara says, on that assumption I have a kasha. Why should he get like an Horis? You before assumed that he gets like an oris by Shvuyim, since he takes all the peiros before he comes, says Zichel later when the Bailam comes back, he should get take like an oris. Adarabe, punfakel. Since he did everything for himself, so we shouldn't take like an oris. So the Gemara is now going back, that's what the Nachlas Moshe says, and we'll see the Rashi is very much stark mashma like that. This Gemara is going back on the statement that the Gemara had said, it's a dover poshet, nichse shvuyim, you take like an oris. I don't even need a member to tell me, kulam shomlam kishom. It's poshet. The Gemara says it's not poshet. Adarabi, you shouldn't take like an oris. That's l'chei rabshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, no. You can't compare shvuyim to Hamaitzei Tzos HaNichsei Ishtoi. Ho leidom ye'elo loho, da'oma Rav Yudu Amar Rav Chizde, Hamaitzei Tzos HaNichsei Ishtoi Ktano, what happens? If a person married a Ktano, which is Kedushin Darabonon, when there's Kedushin Darabonon, so he's never secure with his issues, because whenever this Ktana will decide to get rid of him, she'll be Mamayin, and the Ishus becomes Bottle. So ha-moitzi eitzoes al-nichse ishe k'tane, ke-moitzi al-nichse achar domi, and if she's memayin, he'll get like an oris. Alma. So what's pshat? Now he also, we have the same problem. When he invested in his wife's karke, the k'tane's karke, he didn't invest for her. He invested for himself. He was hoping she won't be mamayin. So why is it that he gets like an oris? Alma kiven de le somcha daite, tkinu le rabonen ki heich de le lafsedinu. Ochinami tkinu le rabonen ki heich de le lafsedinu. So the Gemara answers, no. If a person marries a ktane, that means he realizes he's sitting on a keg of dynamite. He does not know how long this marriage will last. It's up to her. She's a ktane. And when she's mamayin, boom, the marriage ends. So since he is unsure how long the marriage will last, so you know what he's going to do? He's going to be reckless in the karka. So whatever he'll do, he'll plant 20 crops and he won't fertilize it. Who knows how long this will last? Kaparai. So he'll ruin the karka. So therefore, by a moitzi eitzois al nichse ish etektane, Chazal wanted to make sure that he shouldn't do such a reckless thing. So Chazal told him, listen, elzich zu. On the worst scenario, if she's going to be mamayin, you're going to get like an oris. No, if he knows he's going to get like an oris, he won't be reckless. That means he's losing by being reckless. Like this, listen, if the marriage will go good, it's good, so the kalk is good. So he won't chaparayin everything the first 5 months. And if the marriage doesn't go good, so al kaponim, he's going to get as an oris. So the more care he takes care of the kalke, the bigger his profits will be. So Chazal made a takone. So that means in lomdis, theoretically, he shouldn't get like an oris. Amoitzi etzois al ishto iktane. In lomdis, he shouldn't get like an oris because he's not doing it for her. He's doing it for himself. So lomdis, he should not get like an oris. But Chazal made a takone. They said, listen, if we're going to go with lomdis over here, so Lamai said the kark is going to get ruined because of his fear that she'll be mamayim. So memele, in order to prevent the kilkala kark, Chazal made a takone, you're going to get like an oris. So the Gemara says, so that what we said before, nichsei shvuyim, that hashte zoris veniska is the maida hashbach mi boy. So yes, Akasha, why should he get a chelik al sanoris? He's doing it for himself. Maishda mi moitzi etzois al nichse ishtoi. That since he's doing it for himself, he does not get like a noris. So the Gemara says no, because here he's scared. Taki, he heard that the Bailam died, and he's investing money, al das that the Bailam died, but still he's not sure. So because he's insecure, he might be mekalkel the kalke, to chaparain, whatever he can from the kalke. So memele Chazal made a takone by nifse shvuyim, that if the Bailam come back, he'll get like a noris. So memele, let us see what Rashi says. So he's very insecure. He's not secure. That'll remain by the doyik shema temoim, but he's afraid maybe she'll be mamai. He shouldn't be mekalka the karkois lezoir and tomit. That means if we will not tell him that in the worst scenario you'll get like an oris, so we mekalkel the karke. So therefore we told them, don't worry, in the worst scenario you'll get like an oris, so mainly takes care of the karke. So the same thing, nichsei shvuyim, that what we said before, that when the bailim comes back, he takes like an oris, that's al satakone, he shouldn't be mekalkel the karke. That's the end of this sugya, and now let's go a little further before we'll see Taisus. The Kulon Shamin Lankaoris, now the Gemara says further, Kulon, this is the member of Kulon Shamin Lankaoris, the Kulon Lasuyamai, what's the Vikulon? There's a ribui, Lasuyodam Rav Nachman Amashmul, Shavui Shanishba, Meridin Korvan Nechosov, Yotzol Edas, So if he left by himself, that's called Nichse Ritushim. So Mameli not Meridin Kovel Nechosov, because since he left Ladas and he didn't give any instructions what to do with his karke, we see clearly he does not want anyone to enter the karke. So Ein Meridin Kovel Nechosov. Rav Nachman Didei Omar. Boy Reyach, but what happens if he ran away from the Karkareyu Kishavui? Then he has a din of a shavui, and what? A maridin l'nechosav. So the Gemara says, Mareyach machmas mai. Why did he run away? Ilayma machmas kargim. If he ran away because he knows next month the tax collectors are going around to mount the taxes, he doesn't have enough money to pay the taxes. So that's why he's making Ava Yivrach, that he shouldn't be around when they come. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason he's a Bereach, Aino Lodas. So he had enough time. If he wanted someone to take care of his Karke, he had enough time to give directions and instructions. Listen, I'm going away. I'll be away for 5 years. In the meantime, someone should take care of the Karke. And if he did not give any instructions, so we see clearly he's makbid, he doesn't want anyone to be in the karke. So what's that Rav Nachman? What did Rav Nachman say? Berech areyu kishavui. A berech, since it's yotzel ledas, he didn't inform anybody, so he should not be like a shavui. Ela bereya machmas marot. No, we're speaking about a person who killed someone. And now he has to get out of here as quick as possible, because the government was very makpid on the retzayach. So memele he's bohu. He ran away. The first opportunity he ran away. So here, that what he didn't tell anybody what to do with the karke is not because he's makpid that he doesn't want anyone to be in the karke. He didn't tell anybody because he was too bold. He had to get out as soon as possible. So that's what Rav Nachman said, that Bereach areyu kishavui, and that means that Shomolein Kaoris, that means he ran away, he's not dead, it's not Shomolein Shemais, this is Nichsei Netushim, and then he'll get like an Oris. That's the Chiddush. Bereach machmas marodim, even though he left Midaitoi, there is no reis that what he didn't leave instructions that he's makbid that someone should go into the karke. Mele maridin korvel nechos. Zok the Gemara vayta, Omar Rav Yudah Meshmu, Shavui shenishba. If a Shavui was captured, Viniach komo likzer anovim livzer tmorim ligder zeisim limsoik. That means at the present time, no one has to be mashbiach the karke. The karke is ready. The peiris are ripe already. All you have to do is to harvest the peiris. Bezdin yordin l'nechosev umamidin apetropis. Here there's no din meridin korev l'nechosev. A korev, this is by Nichsei Shvuyim, he eats all the peiros. Here, there's not too much to be done. Oh, you don't have to invest in the karka, you don't have to mashbiach the karka. All you have to do is take off the peiros. That's all. So memele, if that's all that has to be done, it's best than yodlan nechosav amamidin apetropis. We find an apetropis that does things for free. We don't get when Maridin Kolv and Nechosov, which took a big chunk, we take an apotropis that's going to do it for free, and then we adjust the harvest, so we'll get an apotropis to do it for free. Na guten Tag. The Kaitze Ubaitze Vegoider Amaisik. Vachakach, and afterwards, for next year's crop, Maridin Kolv and Nechosov. Now we get a korev with whatever the dinim, what a korev gets, by Shovi, he eats the peiris. Fregt de Gemara, you just said a murder kizach. Bezen gets a hold enough of Petropis that does it for free. This is doch amish meuredik. So why later, for the harvesting, you get an apotropis to do it for free? And to be mashbich the kaka, all of a sudden, Maridin Kolv in the chosov, and he gets a good chunk from the peiros. Get an apotropis. Verukim apotropis, so the Gemara says, Lukim apotropis lo oilam. Why do you need here, so the Gemara says, apotropa le diknani le maknina. That means you won't, Bezlin will never find an apotropis for a yid with a beard. That means, by Yisoymim, it's a hartreisenish, the father died, and you need someone to take care of the karke, so then you put up a sign, miroitzeliska is be mitzvah gdoile, achzokas Yisoymim. You'll find Al Kaponim, two people come to offer their services. No, good. So you have an apotropis that'll take care. He won't take any money for it. And fine, that's possible. But here we're speaking about a diknani. We're speaking about a person who's a shovi. He's not a yosem. He disappeared. There's a problem. That's right. So if what we need is to harvest, what we need is to harvest the crop. No, to harvest the crop is not a big deal. You'll get an apotropis. He'll take care of it. Not a big deal. That's someone will offer his services for free. But later, to be mashbir the field for the next year, that's already a year's job. You want someone to work on the field, to be zareya and chayrish, all these things, then you need for free, no one will do it. So you have to. So then it's merid and korev. Then you have to get hold of a korev. This is the Gemara according to Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. The kulam shamim lehem ka'oris, the top Taisvis, that the we had a memre kulam shamim lehem ka'oris, and the tushim the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel koi kedemasik. So the Gemara said, and what is this Baraisa speaking about? It can't be speaking about Shvuyim, because Hashte Zoriz Veniska, Hashpach Miboy. It can't be speaking about Retushim, because Meitzin Miyodai. So it's speaking about Retushim, Alibed Rab Shimon Gamliel, Shomlem Kores. Period. Now Taisvis is going to speak about Rashi Shita. Perish Rashi, the Bishavoy, Ashavi sheshamu boi shemeis. Ashavi that you heard that he died. That he died. Oichel kol ha-peiros. That's Rashi Shita, so the korev that comes in, he eats all the peiros. Vim yavoyu ha-bailim koidim sheyoichel ha-peiros. What happens? The bailim come. Before he had a chance to cut the peiros. Yitol kishar arisim. Then they'll take like shar arisim. Then they'll take like shar arisim. Then it'll take like shararisi. Now this Rashi Agavuche is on Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis. Look at Rashi Lamed Ches Amed Beis. B'sheshamu boi shemeis kol ha'alma loipligi, it's the middle of the Amed, loipligi dimayridin, imayridin, dim yavoyu habaylem koidim sheyoichol zeh ha'peres, yitozeh kesharisim v'yachzeh rashar. So Rashi says clearly, by Shvuyim, if the Bailim come, and the Bailim came, he's not dead, so finished, so he'll just take like an Oris. And And we have, Kozman the Bayram don't come, he says, Zorich is Veniskar, he can eat the Peres. Fine. Peres Rashi, the Bishovish Shomer Beishemes, Oichel Kola Peres. So this is the din Zorich Veniskar, eats the Peres. Vim Yavoyu Abaylam Koinim Sheyechel Peres, Yitol Kishara Risen, Viyarze Rasha. Ubenetushim, that's by Nirse Shvuyim. Ubenetushim Shudoloi Shoma Shemes, by Netushim Idinia Bechla that he died, Lo Yechel Kola Peres. It wasn't Nochis Adaita the Peres, Lo Shoma Na Peres Sheyechel Kishar Arisim, Lo Marze, Lo Shlish Ol Revie, and Rashi said Klor, and Rashi said Klor, Vishar Peres Sheyemu Nochim. That means, if it's Netushim, so he has no inkling, no Habamina, that it belongs to him, no one ever said that the Bailam died, so Memele, he'll only eat Bakanoris, Lo Yechel Klum Bechino. Period. That's Rashi Shita, and that's how we learn that the Netushim only eats like an Oris, and Shvuyim, they eat everything till the Bailam come, and when the Bailam come, they eat like an Oris. Vikosh. So now Tosis has a multitude of kashas. Damai Mishani Le'el. The Gemara asked the kasha, it says, the Gemara learned that this is speaking about Nichsei Netushim, that Lo Shama Boi Shemeis. And it says like this, V'hoyu B'neichem Yisoymim. It says, V'hoyu B'neichem Yisoymim. So the Gemara is Takasha, according to Shmuel, that means, V'hoyu B'neichem Yisoymim, we don't give them any rights in the Karka. So we ask Takasha, according to Shmuel, Shmuel says, Meiridin Korev, L'nifsei Netushim, that's Shmuel Shita. So what Shata like Yisoymim? We're Meirid them. We let them go into the Karka. So Mo says, yeah, we let them in the Karka, but we don't let them sell the Karka. That's what the Gemara said. But Koshe, that my Mishani Le'el, Leirid V'lim Kertnan, the Gemara says, yeah, we let them into the Karka, they'll let them sell the Karka. Lishani Leirid V'lechotnan. Da'afilu Lechot B'chinam Einim Yoyret. According to Rashi Shita, if Loishama Boi Shemeis, Rashi Shita is, he's not allowed to eat anything. He only takes like an Oris. So you have a problem according to Shmuel. Why is he called a Yosem? Sure, he's called a Yosem. If we let him into the Karka, he eats like a worker, not like a child. He has no Schusi Achila whatsoever. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha, oi! According to Shmuel, Meirin and Korev, L'nichsei Notush, Akov is allowed to go in, so he's not a Yosem. What do you mean? Sure he's a Yosem. What does he do there? He only takes like a worker. He doesn't take anything for himself, according to Rashi. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Afilu Lechel Bechina Meini Yoyrit, so he's taka Yosem. V'oit, my poor Bosa Hochi, the Gemara says, you can't say that you moirit the bonim, because they dum ye the noshim, apneim klau loy. And if you hold meiridim, so you see that they have yodin via korev. Havadi ein loy klau, afil lamandi yom meiridim, kivin she ein loy elok oris nochi. Since they only have like an oris nochi, so they don't have anything. So the sugya and daflamet chesamet beis is very difficult according to Shitas Rashi. That's one problem. V'oit parim, v'oit. Now we'll go to the sugya we just learned. The Gemara said, when does he take like an oris? By nichsei netushim. V'oit, my poor memory. So the Gemara says, why does he take like an oris? We learned, ha-moitzi eitzois al nichsei ishto. He does not take like an oris. So when we just learned the Gemara, we said, what's the kasha? Nichsei netushim, it's no kasha. He's not taking for himself. So he said, therefore, the Gemara is going back on Nichsei Shvuyim. That's as Azevei says from Rashi. But Taisvis did not want to learn like that because it's a big doichek. So the Hemshech HaGemara seems, first we said Nichsei Netushim, they take like an Oris. And then the Gemara asks, why does he take like an Oris? Why isn't it like Moitzi Yitzois on Nichsei Ishtoi? So that's no kasha whatsoever. V'oid, my poch me'am moitzi eitzois al nichsei ishtoi. A person invests in Nichsei Maluk. So he has, so the whole investment is for himself, not for the Isha. So there is a din, if, he doesn't get paid for his choice because he wasn't mighty for her, he was mighty for himself. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Taisvis learned Kipshutai, not the Gemara's going back on the memory of Nichsei Shvuim, the Gemara's talking about Nichsei Netushim. And Nichsei Netushim, there's no kasha whatsoever. Visu. The Amar Shmuel Kamon Shavoi Sheniach Kamal Likzer Mamidin Apetropis the Kaitzer Abaitzer. That is, so Shmuel said, if there's only left over the Peres to harvest, so then you take an Apetropis. V'Hachekach Meridin Korvu Nechosov. So Taisvis asks, according to Rashi, by Nichsei Netushim, by Nichsei, this is a member of Shmuel, so we're talking about Netushim. Now, by Netushim, when a person goes into a field and he works on the field and the field gets Peres, that means he was the source of the whole Shvach, then he gets a percentage like an oris. An oris means someone who's mashbiach a field, and he brought the peiros and everything from A to Z, then an oris gets a percentage, a third, a half, whatever an oris is. But if a person comes and harvests a field, you hire someone to harvest a field, he gets a third? That's not an oris. He works 2 days, he harvests the field, so you give him whatever, $20 a day, or give him $40, a guten tag. So what so why do you have to get an apotropis? Why do you have to get an apotropis for the harvesting? He doesn't get like an oris, the percentage of a third is by an oris who does a work from A to Z. So you give him a percentage. But if you only married someone to harvest it, so he gets a small amount. So why do you have to go to look for an apotropis? The $40 is a problem. A percentage is a problem. So fine. So, but here, so what's on the Gemara's kasha? Umikore mayim meriden korev, kivin shleyechal aperes pechinom. Lekach nire. So now we're going to learn shitas ha-toisves, and now we're going to see these are the kashas, but let's chazrayin toisves shita. Lekach nire. By Netushim, when he comes in, it's a free for all. He eats all the peiros. Kol haperes oichel bechinam. Even though there wasn't a kol that the Bailam is dead, he eats the peiros. We'll see. Shekol haperes oichel bechinam. Vim zoval, v'chorash, v'zora, u'baylim, so u'baylim bo koydim shekotza, now the baylim came, yitl koris chaltilche v'amolim. Then if the baylim comes, then he gets toris. That what the Gemara sheshami like koris means, when the baylim comes, he gets like an oris. Before the baylim comes, he eats marin korban, if say, whatever the svar is, it's a real difficult to understand, but others want to say, listen, if you won't get this korev to do it, so it's going to get rot. Listen, let him come, let him eat, let him come, it'll be zarei, it'll eat. Till the bailam come, I'll kapon him, let him eat. I feel it by netusha. When the bailam come, then he takes a kenoris. Ulechav, that all by Nichsei, the Tushim will be maps in the field. That means later he won't take log, of course. So that's why it's a meridin. Because ולא ישביח הקרקע, כל מה שימצא יאכל בחינה, כדי כל וירד לא נכסה שם. Period. So Taisvah says, if you hold like Rav, Shmuz Machadish, he eats like an oris by Natushim. By Natushim, you eat like an oris. By some Amele, so we're not afraid of Bil Makalkal. Before Kaidim, the Bailam come, he eats Geherik. And the Bailam will come, he eats like, you'll get, if the Bailam come before you, the chance to eat, he'll get like an oris. So according to Shmuz, that ensures us he won't be reckless. That means, whatever will be, the better care he takes care of the field, the better it'll be for him. Because if the Bailam will come before he skites anything, he can get like another. So he might as well take good care of the field. That is Shita Shmuel. Now, suppose he doesn't get like another, so we won't let him go into the kaka, because he'll mamish ruin the kaka, leave all the papers. Now. Al Koponim. Taisvus was Machadish. That Netushim, before the Bailam come, he gets like he eats whatever he wants. After the Bailam come, so Miayim Olaholo, he gets like a nose. That's by Netushim. We'll see in a minute what the difference between Netushim and Shvuyim. But Al Kaponim, that is by Netushim. Vahashte por Yishaper, so the Gemara is, Kivin Shoichel Kol HaPeiris, Shivoya Bailam Koidim Shiyalakit Amay Noitel Kodas Tvei Mamaitzitzos Anichsei Ishtoi. Now understand the Gemara's Kasha by Netushim. You said Netushim take like an oris. Why should Netushim take like an oris? What the Bailam, before the Bailam come, whatever he finds he takes for himself. So when he invested in the Karka, he did it not for the Bailam. He did it for himself. So he did it for himself. So good, if he ate, he ate, and if he didn't eat, so the Bailam will take it. What is the difference, Maitzi ate sois on this day, Ishtoi, that if he does it for himself, he doesn't get like an oris. So the most cash is by Netushim. Oh, let's now clarify one thing. So Netushim eat, Shvuyim eat, but Shvuyim it says, Zoris Veniska. So, but both eat. So what's the difference between Shvuyim and Netushim? By Shvuyim it's Zoris V'Niska, Perish. Kshashoma Abaylim Mamashmishim Aboyim, Minichim Oysom Lekadu V'Litloish, Alpha Pisha Peris Yishfu Harbe Bay Amoloi Kivinchim Lo Yigdam Ein Mishalmim Tilchoi. Avochan the Tushim in Bo Bailam Emenichmoise Litlash Kimin Le Mafsid Midi the Shamina Luka Oris. Now let me just explain three things what Shita Taisvus is. Number one, there's a Murdik Avot and Taisvus Rabbeinu Peres. The difference between Shvuyim, one difference between Shvuyim and the Tushim, Shvuyim is speaking about Shoma Boy Shemes. Fine? Shoma Boy Shemes. Sai Shvuyim eat, Sai Netushim eat. Netushim means Lo Shoma Boy Shemes. Both go and eat. Shalom Al Yisrael. They both go and eat. Now it's Shoma Shabailim Memash Mishin Boy. That's the case of Shvuyim. They heard a kail, the Bailim is coming. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz Amoyer Dikizach. Who said that the Bailam is coming? Shoma. They heard it. Pesakil. The Bailam is coming. So by Nichsei Shvuyim, the Shovi says, I hear a Kail, he's dead. Now we hear a Kail is coming. And Rabbi said, could you please tell me what right do you have that the second Kail is more emes than the first Kail? He's a kailis. I hear the first kail is dead. Kol's man, I don't see him alive, I eat the peiris. And he's right. He's right. But all of a sudden, the second kail is more choshev than the first kail. So therefore, the din is by nifse shvuyim. If it's shoma boy shemes, So you know what he does? Listen, it's not worse than Lashon Hara, Leichish me boy. So let him, here's what's going to be. So he can harvest everything and eat up everything before he comes. And he's allowed to do it. He's a song is Viniska. The Bailim comes in after he's eating up. He says, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, and that's it. What happened with all the Peiris? They're all eaten up already. That's by Nitzay Shvuyim. I ate it up already. You heard I'm coming. I don't believe rumors. Some Amela, that's Zoriz Meniska. What if he didn't do this? If he didn't do this, he wasn't a Zoriz Meniska. He heard that the Bailam is coming, and he's not a Zoriz Meniska. And a week later, the Bailam comes. So here by Shvuyim Shita Satoysis, he doesn't even get like an Oris. Since you were able to eat everything, here with Shama Shemais, this is not like Aishis Cotton, a Maitzi Tzorze, Alishtai Cotton, Ishtai Cotton, he's sitting on Kegavainumite. But Shvuyim, he's under the impression the person's dead. So here we never made a takone. If we won't give him like an oris, he'll be mekalkul. He won't be mekalkul. He's under depression. He's a yoyrish. He's dead. The valley, he's investing al das that it's for him. He's doing for himself. Mistamel will find out later he's dead. So memele by nichse shvuyim, according to Tosfos,
he's repeating himself. The Gemara says, and Rav Nachman says, so the Gemara says that's Heino Ladas. The Mistamalei Poika Shmuel, Mistamalei Rab Nachman, is not Chaylikan Shmuel, but Likoma Apoireyach, Oy Af Yaitzi Ladas. So Rab Nachman also holds like Shmuel. So the Gemara says there's a difference, Apoireyach Machmas Morodim, that is the din of a Shovi, his Bohu, and then his Eimeridim.